Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, November 22nd, 2011. This is Audio Boo number 124. Well, lots going on today. And it's Turkey Week, so I got a special song today, Tryptophan by the Marble Tea. So that's coming up a little bit later. So today, well, let's talk about the stock market. Kind of back and forth today, not too much after yesterday's big sell-off. But of course today, well, MarketWatch says it's stocks edge down on Europe debt fears. Well, we knew that, right? So you just write off Europe because you know that no matter what happens, Europe is to blame, right? But that's not all. Well, I mean, Peter Buchvar, equity strategist at Miller Tabak, said, it's another day of rising bond yields in Europe. It's still Europe. That's the problem. U.S. investors are worried about prospects for economic collateral damage. Well, that's one thing. But the other thing is that the U.S. economy, the GDP, was down, revised downward, right? It went from 2.5% in the third quarter, revised downward to 2%. So we're growing a little bit slower than folks thought. But they think maybe it's actually a little on the bullish side going forward. I mean, the GDP report is looking at the rearview mirror, right? But going forward, it looks like there's a large decline in inventories, and that could mean that manufacturers ramp back up. Could be. But so I'm looking at the news right now, and actually it's November 23rd in Asia, and their stocks are getting kind of pummeled, right? But basically the reason their stocks are down isn't Europe. It's U.S. revises growth data. Hong Kong Seng down 1.7%. South Korea KOSPI down 1.7%. And Australia's ASX 200 index lost 1.2%. Public holiday in Japan. So there you go. And this article actually blames the reduced GDP for the Wall Street slippage. So there you go. And this also mentioned the higher borrowing costs for Spain. So things aren't great. It looks like the only country that's solvent over there is Germany, right? At least for now. Meanwhile, in China, November factory activity slumps to 32-month low. So pretty much the weakest activity they've seen in 32 months. So that could be a, you know, remember the Chinese stocks were just racing? And I remember when they were at their peak, I heard, and I can't remember who the analyst was. I think it was on Fox, because that's where all the truth is told. So they were talking about China's stocks being in a bubble. It looks like, you know, maybe things are kind of not as good as they thought they were. Anyways, remember when Groupon came out, $20 a share price on their IPO, and it rallied up? I don't know. I'd have to take on the ticker. Let's see if I can get it here. Doody-doody-doo. Anyways, it was down 15% today, as near $20 a share back where the stock IPO'd. And looking at the history here, it looks like, let's go to a longer chart on the stock. And there is no longer chart on the stock, but it looks like it was briefly was over 30 on that IPO day, right? So that just shows you that chasing the IPOs can be a little dangerous. And also, remember there's that new social media, social networking ETF out there now. SOCL, I think, is the ticker on that. So kind of it's going to be kind of an exciting ride in that one, right? Any new stock seems to be getting some bumps, and on the first day, of course, and then falling back. So Renren's, what's that now, $4 a share or something? So anyways, let's see. Analysts attribute the stock's biggest one-day loss since the November 3rd IPO to concerns about the health of the e-commerce market and rising competition, as well as factors that may have helped short sellers who have taken an interest in the company. So pretty brutal for Groupon. But, hey, that is. So, everyone is out there buying their Kindle Fire and their iPad, and they've got their Kindle app, and they've got the OverDrive app so they can check out books from the library. And I think Amazon recently announced that they had also got a deal to lend some books from libraries, digital books. Here comes a story from paidcontent.org. it's kind of a funny name for a site since I just clicked on it for free. Anyways, Penguin pulls new ebooks from libraries. Citing unspecified concerns about the security of our digital editions, Penguin USA is pulling new ebooks from libraries. In addition, it's not lending any ebooks to libraries through Kindle. So there you go. I think they're concerned that, hey, maybe someday we'll all be reading books for free. So, I don't know. They've got to come up with a new model, I think, a new way to do books. You know, I've read a few books now from a library using OverDrive. Pretty slick, right? You could use OverDrive has their own reader in the app for the iPhone and the iPad. And also Blue Fire Reader, you can transfer books you check out from the library via Adobe Digital Editions. With a little bit more, there's a few more steps, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, as opposed to just doing it directly on the iPad through the OverDrive app. But anyways, I read a few books that way, and it's kind of cool, right? I read Robert Reich's book, whatever the heck that book was called, about how we need to raise taxes, you know. Anyways, so it looks like there needs to be a new price paradigm. But you figure you try to go buy an ebook, and I think I recently bought the Sandy Koufax book. Well, actually, last year I bought the Sandy Koufax book, and it was like $9.99. And I saw some books out there now; they're $12.99 or $14.99. And it seems like they're almost the price you pay for in the normal bookstore. So, you know, where's the advantage of just lending a book through the library? We used to be able to do just get a hard copy that way. And I don't think there's too many folks out there with Kindles and iPads that read a lot of books. I mean, I think probably bookstores are still selling way more books, but it seems to me there needs to be a different kind of pricing model. They need to figure something out. Hey, Google quits plans to make cheap renewable energy. Remember that story from last year where they had a project to make renewable energy cheaper than coal? Eh, forget about it. They said to recap, we're in the process of shutting down a number of products which haven't had the impact we'd hoped for, integrating others as features into our broader product efforts, and ending several which had shown us a different path forward, wrote Google Senior Vice President of Operations Urs Holzel in the blog post. So it said basically they thought that other institutions were better to carry on with their renewable energy effort. In other words, that's not their thing, right? But I have a hunch that nobody's going to be able to do it well. Renewable energy, we're just not there yet. Not that we shouldn't do research and all that kind of stuff, but the idea that we're going to have some endless supply of energy, or renewable energy, I don't know. It seems like we still got to burn stuff. Microsoft to offer dual upgrade path for Windows 8. Man, it seems like I'm just getting used to Windows 7. Not that there's that much difference between Windows 7 and XP, although it loads quicker and it seems a much smoother interface, right? Sorta. Anyways, Windows 8's coming and is going to be... they're going to ease the upgrade path, so... Looks like it's going to be... it's going to dramatically decrease upgrade times a Microsoft process, so... You can either run it from an EXE or a DVD when downloading the operating system from the website. So that's going to be interesting. I look forward to that. It says, there you go. With Windows 8 setup, we have greatly improved both speed and ease of use, while still retaining all the advanced setup functionality that many customers will demand. Blog Krista St. Pierre of Microsoft Setup and Deployment Team. Yeah, what else is he going to say? Anyways, I think that's going to be kind of their touch-enabled operating system, right? And I think they taken a cue from Apple and trying to make this single operating system that can run on multiple platforms, you know. So, Xbox consigns controller to remote past. Another Microsoft story. An announcement from Microsoft today has revealed Xbox 360 will respond to voice control from December 6th and possibly foreshadowed the demise of the much-coveted remote. Hey, that's pretty slick. Yeah, you know, you think about, there's been rumors about Apple TV, right, that you just talk to the TV and tell it what you want to do. You know, turn to channel 13. You know, turn the sound up. Turn the sound down. Up, up, up. Down, down, down. You know, why do we have to push buttons and find the remote? I mean... or charge the remote. That's the thing that happens with my TV. I got one of those universal remotes that control everything, but it takes a few weeks of study to learn how to use the remote. There's and good luck for folks who don't have any kind of tech background at all trying to figure that stuff out and programming it and things like that. But anyway, so it looks like Kinect is going to order their TV to play movies and music from the couch. I'm interested to see how they implement that. I mean, because not everything I own is through the Xbox, although I think the gaming consoles are trying to be that, right? I think I heard that Sony wants to offer their digital content through the PlayStation, and I'm sure Xbox is trying to do the same. So it's coming. It's coming. Walmart's teasing their Black Friday deals, consoles, laptops, more. Dual core laptop. 1.6 gigahertz processor, 3 gigs of memory, 320 gig hard drive, 248. I think these prices are coming down because of the iPad, right? Driving it down. Samsung LCD TVs, including $98 19 inch, 40 inch, $428. 51 inch plasma TV for $498. Interesting. I think about adding a TV. I'll have to keep that article open and read the rest of it. So, the deal about the sell-off yesterday on Monday, the blame, other than Europe, was the super committee, those folks from Congress who had been specially selected to come up with the grand solution to our budget woes. And of course, one side wouldn't agree on tax hikes, and the other side didn't want to do spending cuts. So, on and on it went. It was kind of a farce, right? I mean, but who didn't see this coming? I mean, if yesterday's sell-off was because of that, it's like they should have sold months ago. What are they doing in the market? Because it's obvious that this wasn't going to work when you got 6-6 and no tie-break and vote. It was just kind of a big waste of time. And so now we steamroll ahead, and it looks like the automatic cuts are going to take place. But Congress is still going to come up with something. I mean, there's going to be a way. They're not going to let the military spending get cut 50%. They're just not going to do that. And also you have the Bush tax cuts. If they're all restored, all the Bush tax cuts are restored, taxes will go up on the poor too. I mean, people say, oh, Bush cut tax for the rich, but he also cut taxes for the middle class and the poor as well. A lot of the people, up to 47% of folks now don't even pay income taxes at all. And it wasn't that way before the Bush tax cuts. I think the number was 23%. So a lot of those folks are going to go back on the tax rolls. So they got a shot coming, right? Yes, they do. Am I out of stories? Postal prices going up for express and priority mail. Who cares? Does anybody use the post office? I guess you do for delivering packages, right? The cash-strapped U.S. Postal Service is raising rates for its more profitable express mail and priority mail shipping next year, part of its effort to stave off bankruptcy. Let's see, a new flat rate of $39.95 for overnight express mail, boxes weighing up to 70 pounds. So there you go, post office. Man, remember the days. This is the time of year, too, huh? You get your Christmas letters ready. Who does that anymore? Not too many folks. Well, hey, I guess I ran out of stories. Man, a little longer audio boo tonight. I'm home. Got the pellet stove on, and you heard on and off the dog barking. And I actually had to cut and edit some of this because I started talking, and she was just yipping and yammering. I think she wanted a treat, so she has a treat now, and she's over there laying in front of the fireplace chewing her treat. What's more perfect than that? That's kind of what Thanksgiving week's all about. Hey, it's Tuesday. Have safe travels this week. Enjoy time with friends and family. That's what it's all about. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. Today's music from musicalley.com. Hot Safe Music is the Marble Tea with Tryptophan. See ya. Oh.
what you've heard. Turkey's not the only trip to Fanny Bird. Then why am I so sleepy after Thanksgiving dinner? Think about the other things that you eat in particular. Carbohydrates, bread and pasta, beans, potatoes, rice. Uh-huh. Bread and pasta, beans, potatoes, rice. This releases insulin, and insulin helps tryptophan get in to your central nervous system.